باب في الدلالة على خير والدعاء إلى هدى أو ضلالة. We did previously the chapter that how important it is to stick firm to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is at all times, and during our times, it's very, very important for our salvation in the akhirat, in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, to get saved from Jahannam and to enter into Jannah, that we hold very firmly onto the sunnah. After that, the chapter was that a person who starts a new, a good new thing in Islam, which is within the boundaries of Islam and Sharia, within the limits of Quran and Hadith, he will get that reward, and whoever will follow him, they will also get that reward. And a person who starts a new thing in Islam, which is not according to Sunnah and Hadith, he will get the guna of starting a new bid'at, a new thing, and all who follow him, they will get their guna, and he will also get a share in their guna. Now in this chapter, it is fiddalalati ala khairi, that a Muslim, he must be not only that he upholds the sunnah, but he must encourage other people also. He must tell other people also about all good, wa du'a ila huda, and he must call people towards hidayah and save them from going astray. Today when generally people are doing the wrong things, how we are bringing up our children, how our lifestyle is, what food we are eating, all those things, many, many wrong things which are happening. For us to keep quiet, it is not permissible at all. We should be encouraging and telling people in a suitable way. We should encourage people and tell them what is right and what is wrong. With regard to that, the first ayat of the Quran Sharif in the chapter, Wad'u ila Rabbik, and invite towards your sustainer. And that Allah gave the command first directly to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and from there to the whole Ummah, that give the awad, call towards you the path of your Rabb. That is the one who created you, be obedient to him. The one you are going to return to, be obedient to him. The one who sustains you, who gives you everything from morning till night. At night when you are fast asleep and you know nothing what is happening, it is only he who protects you. So only fulfill his command. Don't listen to anyone else but the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that is our duty, every Muslim's duty, to invite towards that. It is not only the Tablighi Jamaat's duty, and it's not only their duty when they are in Jamaat work, and at other times it's not their duty. It is our duty all the time, whether we are in the kitchen or in the bedroom, whether we are in the lounge or whether we are in public life or private life, we must all the time be calling towards Allah, be speaking about Deen. But unfortunately, all 24 hours, and we hardly speak about Deen. We sit with our families, we talk of everything from the east to the west, from the weather to politics, to sports and entertainment. But if we won't talk, we won't talk about Deen. And that was what our duty was, to invite and talk about Deen and call people towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, and this shows how important it is that there are so many ayat. Yeah, in this kitab, in this chapter, a few of the ayat are mentioned. But besides that, there are many ayat of the Quran Sharif which shows the importance. But to us, unfortunately, the Quran Sharif is not important. Some maths textbook, some science textbook, all that is important to us. But Quran Sharif is not important to us. Allah Ta'ala says, Udru ila sabili rabbiki, rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana. Call towards the path of your Rabb with wisdom and with waaz which is beautiful. Nasihat, waaz which is beautiful, and the ayat is completed, wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. And when you argue with them, argue with them in the most beautiful way. So here also the same message is given, firstly directly to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and the Quran Sharif is for the whole Ummah until the day of Qiyamah, and for all the whole world, for all times, that at all times we must be calling towards Allah Ta'ala. That is our duty. But we hardly make zikr ourselves. In our namaz itself, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas 24 hours we were supposed to be engaged in calling towards Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains some of the adab. And what are mentioned in the Quran are the headings, the main thing. And indeed, then it has come in the hadith, and then in the lives of the righteous and the pious. Bil hikmati, what was speak to people in such a way that people will accept what you're telling them. Don't become like a burden to them. Not that all when they see you, they want to run away from you. And they want to have nothing to do with you. But your character also must be such, your dogs also must be such, and with wisdom, that you people cannot hear, like in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, when anything is spoken about besides Allah Ta'ala, people are all ears. People listen very carefully. You talk about sports and see how everyone is interested in the subject. You talk about politics, everyone is interested in the subject. But when you speak about deen, then people want to run away. They haven't got time. Now they are busy. They don't want to listen to deen. So we must present deen in such a way that it is acceptable to them. Today is the time when you speak to children, speak to grown-up people, anyone. For deen, people haven't got time. For dunya, we've got all the time. So we have to speak in such a way that we attract their attention and we make them interested. So it is very important to learn also how to give dawah. Not that whenever people see us, they want to run away from us. وَالْمَوْحِدَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ And make wa'ad. Wa'ad, advice. Hasana, beautiful advice. Advice which appeals to them. Don't give them such talk that they are that they can become disgruntled and they don't want to listen to you. Speak to them in a nice way. And if some debate, argument starts, then debate also in a wajadilhum billati hiya in the best way. So that if you don't win the argument, you win the man. It is not a matter of proving somebody wrong. It is in order to bring him into Islam. That is what we have to do. So this is a very important subject also. And in this chapter, the subject is discussed. And we should try and become conscious of it. And that for today, now that we have listened, at least if we go home and we inform the family, people who we meet today. There will be many family gatherings today. It's a Sunday, people will be having lunch together. There will be talk of everything else. Let there be some talk of deen also. The importance of saying Bismillah before eating. The importance of making Allah shukr. The family is gathering. And that we are eating the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever will be on the dasturkhan, whatever food, it is only from Allah Ta'ala. And that we should be making shukr. And the strength that we get from eating the food, that should be used in the ibadat of Allah. So this kind of talk should take place. Not only we talk of the weather, or how was Qurbani, and etc. But talks in which there is benefit for all of us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Thank you.